Happy Juju, how are you? What are you doing? Why are you not picking up my phone?
Well, David Chumi, I'm just scrolling through my phone, going through my WhatsApp, my Facebook, and all that.
Serious, what's the time now?
Hey, it's almost 1800 hours! Mm. I need to tune into Eagle FM! Business Economic Segment is about to play now!
Yes, listen to Business and Economic Segment with David Chumi from 1800 hours to 1900 hours when we talk about business, economics, trade, and current affairs. Do not miss out if you want to learn and move forward with economic advancement.
Eagle FM.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Good evening, dear listeners, to economic movers, policymakers, and everybody who is on the ground, particularly looking at how we can shape Namibian economic, front, and most importantly, domestic economy. We are greeting you from your number one favorite talk radio station. That is Eagle FM Namibia. We are here from the hour of 6 until the hour of 7 in the evening. This is a platform of discussion. This is a platform of constructive engagement. And like any other day, today is bread and butter. Today is, we look at the business aspect, particularly to those who have worked the journey. We have started working the journey. There is nothing which encourage, Namibians better than young people who are moving up, young people who are innovating, and young people who are entering, not really to say the uncharted territories, but areas that have never been, explored, particularly from a domestic point of view. Speak about young people entering tech and innovation, young people entering the aspect of, micro insurance, and everything that has to do with upgrading and fighting inequality. Really should be encouraged, especially looking at the aspect of business and economic segment. Apart from more, which is reshaping the global economic system, we see World Trade Organization diplomats for 3 days. They did not find the solution, particularly looking at the future of, global trade architecture. And also looking at the way they deal with reform of agriculture, and also reform of e-commerce. It's to say that the WTO, ministers of commerce, ministers of trade, they did not reach a consensus, especially looking at negotiators from all corners. We spend all night session with the drafting of text and to say things are not as they have been. And you're looking at Nigeria, where you also see, as we indicated that there is a surge in oil price, especially based on current, events, which is the war in the Middle East, and also to look into the future, not only looking at Nigeria, also ask ourselves a question to say how long are we going to keep that subsidization. It's actually a bold move for the country or the energy fund to put on the table to say, guys, we got you, we have half a billion, that is 500 million Namibian dollars on the table to say, April, we got you, and that is how we do it, particularly from that aspect. And the question is always be to say, for how long are you going to hold that line? Even though we subsidize, we have that little addition that we are paying. For how long are we going to hold that line? And what is this teaching us? Because scholars and thinkers of economics are always indicating to say there is always a behavioral change in terms of economic thinking, particularly the behavioral economics. The behavior economists will always be able to look at how do people react when there's an economic shock, and how are the behavior of the same people after the economic shock. Are we only surprised when we are not able to, to buy at the usual price? Then after that, when things come to normal, we go back to our trenches. What lesson, if you have to ask a question to say, what lesson have we learned from drought apart from having partners that can help us during the drought of 2024, then what lesson have we learned from COVID-19? to say weak medical system, weak health system can expose you and put your people in danger. And I think Dr. Ovidau understand that assignment, and we see progress in the health sector. And if that of which is improved, then there is no way we are going to suffer looking at the future. But still, I still want to see how we are going to navigate, let me say, 6 months from here. Because if you look at what's happening in the Middle East now, infrastructures are going down. Now they are targeting each other's infrastructure. Here Iran is saying, come down. Come on the ground, because this is where we specialize. And you see Spain indicated that America is not going to use my airspace anymore. And apart from not joining the war, Spain said, no-go zone, you will not tolerate any U.S. plane, particularly the fighter jets, to use my space. And the question is always to say, what will happen if they use that? And that is an automatically triggering the shooting down of those planes, because if somebody say, don't use my airspace, you can't. It's not going to happen unless we are using those highly advantageous planes that are invisible. In the world of technology, I've just realized that there's nothing which is invisible. There's no better place you can hide. If there was a better place that you can hide in this world, Iran generals would have not been caught. If there is a better place that you can hide from technology, the director of FBI could not have been hacked. Then you realize that it's not about who has the better technology, but who hit first. So after a short commercial break, then we'll get into the conversation with young Namibians, particularly from, the local entrepreneurs, particularly those who are looking at the micro insurance, the Kasi, cover insurance.
Celebrate Namibia's Independence Month with amazing deals at Exodus Investment CC. Get solar lights for just 100 Namibian dollars. Rehearsal stock, CCTV, Wi-Fi cameras, TV mounts, DSTV and GoTV satellite TV accessories, plus replacement remotes for TVs, air conditioners and many other electronic accessories only at Exodus Investment CC. Visit us today at Shop 7, Blackchain Shopping Center in Katutura, next to Bank Ventuk. We are open daily, including public holidays, from 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. for your convenience. Call or WhatsApp 081-3191-395 and find us on social media. Exodus Investment CC, your trusted store for quality electronics and accessories. Hurry! Our Independence Special runs until the 30th of April 2026. And remember, Exodus Investment CC. We courier countrywide. Call us now.
Eagle FM lets you express your constitutional rights of freedom of expression without fear of favor.
This is actually, to put it mildly, an economic scandal.
Fraud.
Fraud, it's a scandal.
Scandal.
Why do you give a tender to somebody who does not have capacity to build? Why should you do that? You know a person who does not have the capacity to build.
Eagle FM lets you talk.
That's why I'm always telling people in Parliament, let me not take up my Katutura manners.
Right.
Because I grew up in Katutura.
Uh-huh.
And I will not hesitate to tell you off if it is needed to do.
Be part of the debate by setting the agenda.
My response in terms of Rwanda at 6% is that we had been there before. We've had 6% growth before.
Mm.
It's not something that Namibia has not achieved in the past, and it's not something that Namibia will not be able to achieve in the future.
Eagle FM.
My friend, why do you seem so worried?
Ace, I am planning an event for next weekend, and I don't know how to best get people to hear about it.
Saima, don't worry about those small things. Contact Eagle FM today. Eagle FM has a dedicated team that can travel anywhere countrywide to broadcast live at any event, such as a promotion, organizational launch, anniversary, wedding, funeral, political or traditional and church events, and basically any event that you wish to broadcast on a national level. Call them now and talk to Monica at 081-270-3727 or the office number 083-288-400. Eagle FM, the eye.
Happy Juju, how are you? What are you doing? Why are you not picking up my phone?
Well, David Chambe, I'm just scrolling through my phone, going through my WhatsApp, my Facebook, and all that.
Serious, what's the time now?
Hey, it's almost 1800 hours! I need to tune into Eagle FM! Business Economic Segment is about to play now!
Yes, listen to Business and Economic Segment with David Chambe from 1800 hours to 1900 hours when we talk about business, economics, trade, and current affairs. Do not miss out if you want to learn and move forward with economic advancement.
Eagle FM.
We are moving forward with business and economic segment. We are looking at aspect of economic development and everything that affect our bread and butter. And people are looking at the Middle East. They are looking at the impact of Iranian war into Namibian economy. However, today's business, we are looking at home. And it's actually interesting to look at businesses such as insurance businesses, and you understand that that area has always been dominated by international companies. And if you speak about insurance, really looking at the technical aspect of dealing with money, financial security, and also something that to be able to help you in the time of need. However, today I'm joined in the studio by a young Namibian business person, or by two entrepreneurs actually, but you'll be able to hear from them when they are going to introduce themselves, and also looking at what they have for us today, and also looking at the context of Basecamp Incubation Center to say what products are they producing, particularly in terms of the young generation of Namibian entrepreneurs. Today I'm joined in the studio by Sunday Simata. It's one of the co-founders of Kasikava Micro Insurance Company. Sunday, good evening.
Good evening, sir.
And welcome to Business and Economic Segment. How are things going?
Pretty well. They are okay. I'm just happy to be here today.
Okay. No, we are also very happy to host you. This is a business platform. Everything that has to do with making money and do different things, particularly in the Namibian economy. We are actually very happy to have you. Let us start with maybe before we go to Kasikava. It's quite an interesting name. Maybe just a very short background, how you came about, how did you come about, what are your interests, and also how Kasikava came about, and what services are you giving, and how come you come up with such a, I think it's a very tough idea, or very challenging, especially looking at the industry, but interesting to know how let's start with your background, then also go to the business.
Okay, my name is Sunday Simata,
yeah,
and I'm a student at NUST, pursuing my bachelor's degrees in business management. And Kasikava is basically a micro insurance provider that aims to provide affordable and easy access insurance cover to low-income individuals by airtime deduction using USSD code. So basically, it's more like Tamba, but with insurance.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. So our mission is basically to enhance customer experience through seamless digital platforms. So a little bit of background about Kasikava. Growing up in the township of Katutura, where most individuals are not able to get simple services such as insurance, medical aid, because they are too, let me say, expensive, and quite the required documents are quite ish. Yeah. So basically, we just came up with this idea to integrate everyone and include everyone financially who are going through the same situation as we faced. So we went through research and came up with this innovation to help people in the community and also just look forward to partners who can make this innovation.
It's actually a very good thing because, you know, as I have indicated, you know, some people, they are just operating on in the grace of God, especially when it's coming to insurance.
Yeah.
Accident can happen anytime. You can get to a hospital anytime. But when you look, this guy do have money even to take this guy to the hospital. There's no money there. Yeah. But I think it's a very good aspect of security. Now, moving forward, we know it's always difficult, especially to enter an area that has been dominated by international companies, which is actually a fact. But looking at the industry, how you came about, and also looking at that, how was the interaction from the research to also starting with first clients, and also your experience just in that industry? How was that experience when you entered that? Did you look at it as this was intimidating, this was challenging, or how did you come into that area?
Okay, to answer that,
yeah.
I would say that Kasikava, we yes. aim to be the first to actually do this mobile money, or let me say a wallet for insurance.
Mm.
So it has never been done in Namibia, so we aim to be the first to do this. Basically, yes, it's intimidating to go against the bigger giants.
Yeah.
But I mean, if you are not going to try, who's gonna do it for your community?
Indeed.
So yeah, we spoke to a lot of interacted with a few people from different sectors just
yeah.
to see how we can integrate this innovation.
Yeah.
And the feedback was quite it was quite good.
Yeah.
So we have like a positive.
They respond positively, ne?
Yes. Uh-huh. We also spoke to the legal entities,
mm-hmm.
The NAMFISA as well.
Yeah.
So I think we can get a good results from it.
No, it's a good thing. Maybe let us look at your customer base. I know you indicated the targets, but maybe just to give a practical example, and also the price, to say if it's Kasi cover and it's micro insurance, maybe what price range and what cap. Can I be a medical doctor and I want to use your service? Can I also be a minister, maybe to say no, I want to support young business people in this new industry, because people who are interested in knowing maybe how is your target customers, and maybe a bit of a price and how it's being done.
Okay.
Yeah.
Our target market is anyone from the age of 18
yeah.
to 65 years old,
mm.
Unemployed individuals, mm. low income earners, and as well as we are not, let me say, excluding anyone from the program.
Yeah.
So everyone.
Yeah.
But then mainly we focus on the low income earners, mm. people that cannot afford this. That's where the name came from, Kasikava.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. So basically, we are targeting people from the location.
Mm-hmm.
And Kasi Cover has two products. We
yeah.
have hospital cover, and then we have the life cover. Hospital
yeah.
cover is more of if you spend at least one night in the hospital
mm-hmm.
Due to injury or an accident.
Mm-hmm.
So the price is $2,
mm-hmm.
of which is worth $350.
Mm.
So, if, let me say...
So, you are paying $2 per month? Or how is it then?
So, basically, it's airtime deduction.
Uh-huh.
So, every time you get deducted
$2,
mm-hmm. you get awarded $350. So, the more you recharge, the mm-hmm. more it accumulates and you can get that amount.
Mm-hmm.
So, in this unfortunate... incidents of injury,
mm-hmm.
so you can claim that amount,
mm-hmm.
but then it's only valid for a month and then it resets again.
Mm. No, it's a good security. You know, there are also those people who say, no, I'm covered, but nothing happened to me. It's a good example, because it's like you have a security at the door. If you something not happened to you, at least you are protected,
yeah.
which is quite understandable. So you are saying if somebody is a high earner, is excluded from your service. What if somebody is a CEO but want to support you?
No, we are not excluding anyone.
Okay.
Yeah, so it's available to everyone. It's accessible to anyone with a mobile phone.
Mm-hmm.
Given that it can, it's able to, let me say, have a USSD functionality.
Mm-hmm.
So even a car touch or smartphone, as long as you are able to deal those codes, then you are good to go.
Now let's look at, before I give your partner also an opportunity, your business partner an opportunity to say something, let us look at Basecamp. How was your journey with Basecamp, incubation center as a business?
Okay, Basecamp had a very big role in Kasikava.
Yeah.
From the beginning, they helped us. I came through Basecamp in the Hunt program, which was the first program of the journey. So this journey is basically just mentorship and also looking for a sponsorship and as well as collaborations with other people who can help you grow in your business. So they helped us refine our idea into a sustainable business whereby they actually give you practical examples or activities whereby you have to really think about the impact of the business idea and as well as working on how to grow it. So basically, Basecamp has been there and they have helped us in a lot of ways in collaborating with other people as well.
Yeah, how is the networking? Did the platform bring you opportunity to network with others? Did you get engage with maybe international partners? Because incubation center bring around various entrepreneurs. How was that?
The collaboration was there. We met a lot of individuals, and we also got introduced to a lot of people from NANFISA to MTC. And also when you are pitching your ideas, you get potential.
Hot dogs. I love hot dogs. I wonder why it's called a hot dog. I can eat them day or night. Let's squeeze some tomato sauce on this bad boy and enjoy. Ah, no! Now I've got tomato sauce on my dog, my watch, and my favorite shirt.
Sometimes you just squeeze too hard and your favorite shirt gets ruined. But luckily with Express Credit's easy payday loans, you can get up to 9,000 Namibian dollars to help ease your financial squeeze in under 15 minutes.
Now that's a relief.
Visit expresscredit.com.na. Express Credit, money when you need it.
And also when you're pitching your ideas, you get potential investors. So I think that's quite a lot. And also they introduced us to an international entity, Bimalab. So I think they are good at insurance and stuff like that. So it's a great way to start.
It's a good thing because when I was looking at the records, even when you look at statistics, you realize to say insurance companies, you look at the records of NANFISA, insurance company either is short-term or long-term, insurance, you realize to say they actually made a lot of money and people are interested. And with that, I think it's interesting to see how things are going to work around. Now, let us look at the interaction with you and also maybe the authority and also assist. If somebody asks you, because entrepreneurs, they always have challenges that they are solving. They are always faced with problems. If there are two things that you need to ask, not from Basecamp, but there are two things that you want to extend your business to fully operational, what are those things and how are you going to work it out?
Okay, the first one would be the app development, and as well as connecting with the local mobile operators. So this will really, let me say, impact on our business because they have the base already. So if we are able to secure a partnership with them, it will be easier to reach our market base and as well as just integrate the app development. Yes.
So the finance, you already secured, you are fine.
No, actually.
Yeah.
We didn't secure funding yet. We are still looking for potential investors.
Mm.
Yeah, so that's the part that's really killing us.
Mm-hmm. And, yeah. And the Meme Shafunda said that, Youth Fund is open until now. You can still apply. Maybe we should also look at that platform, especially with new ideas. I think, I don't want to say you are going to get it, but it's open. I think if you try that, I think it will to get you somewhere. So if there are two words that you have to give to young entrepreneurs out there, especially entering, it's called uncharted territory, especially when we only know few people. Let me say a few people who have been in auto industry, but now you see a lot of Namibians, few people who have been, even a medical field those years, it was not for everybody, unless you become a nurse, but doing something that is completely different and changing the whole game, I think it's quite very interesting. Now, to young entrepreneurs out there, because I'm always giving an example that in Namibia we have two kinds of young people. You have that one who is just waking up and being on TikTok and do all the insult and complain about government. And there are also those really who are trying to say, at least I must do something. But at the end of the day, we need to help each other. Maybe just through your experience, I know you are a student, but you are already into that journey. What advice can you give to... I want you to give to the young lady there who has a business idea, but she's just maybe looking herself in the mirror, doubting herself, or maybe just thinking that people are not assisting. What can you indicate?
So I would say that if you have an idea,
mm-hmm.
Big or small,
mm-hmm.
does not matter. If you want it, then you can get it.
Mm-hmm.
As long as you dream big,
mm-hmm.
and it's possible. If you put your mind to it.
Mm.
So there is no limit. And if you are struggling, there is always people out there willing to help.
Mm.
So if you put your idea out there, then there is always that 1% that will listen and actually help you. So if you are determined to do something, go out there, and then someone will obviously notice and lend a helping hand.
Yes, Sunday Simata, thank you for joining us. Thank you for your time.
Thank you very much.
Right. Yeah, we are moving forward with business and economic segment from Sunday Simata. We are joined by another co-founder of Kasi Cover Micro Insurance Company, and that is Mr. Sefelino Simfukwe, and who's also going to engage us in the studio. Mr. Sefelino, thank you very much for joining us, and how are things going?
Yeah, thank you very much. Thank you for the invite.
Yeah. And I'm always interested in new things. How is Kasi Cover has been, particularly in bringing the business to light, and what was your experience? We have heard from your colleague Sunday, but to you, how was the experience, particularly entering in this industry?
It has been a very good journey.
Yeah.
It has been a good journey,
yeah.
And obviously, as entrepreneurs, we face different challenges every day.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So the industry obviously is a very tough industry to enter.
Mm.
Insurance giants all over the country. Looking at Sanlam, Old Mutual, and Santam and whatnot.
Mm.
Yeah. So entering into the industry, we came into the industry with a very different mindset and
mm-hmm.
approach.
Mm-hmm.
So we are not looking to particularly challenge the bigger giants, but rather collaborate.
It's a fair competition.
Collaborating. So we are offering a very different product. It's first of its kind in the country.
Yeah.
Yeah. So it has been challenging, obviously, to get partners and to get the message out there.
Mm.
Yeah, but fairly good enough.
You know, one thing, my experience interviewing co-founders, always there is always a good cop and the bad cop. Which one is you?
I think I'm the bad cop. I think I'm always the bad cop. Yeah.
No, because you want to know what role, because it could be that your partnership complement each other. What role do you play as a co-founder of Kasika Venture.
Well, so basically I'm in business development.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I'm more into, you know, bringing, you know, maybe say investors on board. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And, you know, getting the message across. She's I'm more of a bad cop, as you said. Yeah. she's on the other side of the bad cop. Yeah.
Uh-huh. No, yeah. It's actually a very good thing. Now let us look at the future. Let's see everything goes according to plan. What you have a dream about, came about. Where do you want to see Kasikava micro insurance company in the next 5 years if the situation go according to plan?
Well, so what our plan is in the next 5 years is obviously take over the insurance industry in the country.
Yeah.
Yeah, which is a very huge challenge.
Mm.
But obviously we want to hem as high as we possibly can.
Mm.
Yeah. So in the next 5 years, we want to potentially enter into the Southern African market.
Yeah.
Yeah. Because there's obviously about two major players in Southern Africa that are doing the similar product as to what we want to do with
mm-hmm.
Kasikava.
Mm-hmm.
But obviously we are the first in the country.
Mm-hmm.
So we want to be the biggest micro insurance operator
mm.
in Namibia.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So we will obviously start small. We'll start with commerce, then we'll go to other regions as well.
Mm.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's quite a very good thing. Now, there is something that Sunday has mentioned, particularly at the beginning, regarding a business research. You went to the field and do your research.
Yeah.
I also wanted to get it from you to say, when you do research, I know you interviewed maybe clients and potential clients, mm. How is the understanding of Namibian people according to in terms of insurance, how is the understanding and how did you find it? Maybe also on top of that, how did the low-income earners respond mm-hmm. to this call that you present to them?
Okay. So I'll start with how the low-income earners responded. At mid of last year, 2025,
yeah. Yeah.
We had an exhibition that we were invited to by NAFISA.
Mm-hmm.
So we did an exhibition where there was, you know, potential users,
mm-hmm.
investors, and obviously regulators that were present at the exhibition.
Mm-hmm.
So we got feedback and response from three different groups.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the investors, obviously,
mm-hmm.
The users,
mm-hmm.
and the regulators, which is NAFISA.
Mm-hmm.
So the response was way better than we had expected.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so, you know, looking at what we are pricing the product at, $2 Namibian for every time you recharge.
Yeah.
So the response was highly like great than we had expected.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And then what was the other question again?
No, it's just the response
okay.
of you know, the potential users of the product. How
yeah.
did you find it about?
No, the response is great.
Mm.
And then when we did our research, we looked at the population of the country.
Mm.
You know, it's about, you know, 2.8 million to 3 million
mm.
in the entire Namibia. And then we looked at the mobile. There were mobile operators in the country. We have mm-hmm. MTC and Telecom.
Mm.
So if you look at the combined number of users, because
mm.
our product is basically based on mobile operators,
mm-hmm.
you know, it's based on airtime recharge.
Mm.
So obviously we want to integrate it with mobile operators, MTC and Telecom.
Mm.
So if you look at their numbers, their users, they already have that clientele base,
mm-hmm.
which is close to 2-3 million users. So
yeah.
if you look at what we are pricing the product to, the potential users that we have,
mm.
there's a huge market gap there that can be really filled.
It's a good initiative, because
yeah.
Somebody, you must always have something to assist. You know, mm-hmm. you find somebody who see is a gentleman or is a lady who is you know, yeah. civilized in the society,
yeah.
but one little thing can happen to that person.
Yeah.
Then you see the true color of the person that you are dealing with, particularly
yeah.
having a backup money,
mm.
money to go to the hospital,
yeah.
and all these things. But to me, too, Dora,
mm.
I think even if I lose it the whole year, it's not a loss. It's quite
yeah.
it's quite a security, because that money that you have seen that I have seen on your poster
mm.
can really save somebody's life, because somebody just even stressed to say I got into this trouble I did not cause,
yeah.
but from the hospital I don't even have any money to
yeah yeah I think you. I think this is why we particularly,
yeah.
you know, targeted the low-income earners. We
mm.
wanted to provide inclusion to
mm.
everybody in
mm.
the society. You know,
mm.
even people that do not qualify for traditional insurance.
Mm.
You know, they do not have stable jobs or they do not work. Obviously, every time you recharge $5, you know, would not mind
mm.
being deducted at $2 just so you can be offered insurance.
No, definitely.
Yeah.
How are the students? How did the students respond, especially university students?
Yeah, we had two different of responses in terms of students. We had people from the University of Namibia that came to the exhibition last year,
mm-hmm.
and they responded very well in terms of wanting to actually engage with us and work with us.
Mm-hmm.
And that was one group. And then mm-hmm. the other groups, they were interested in, you know, they questioned us, when is it launching? When can we start? You know, we were so interested and eager to know.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, but if somebody asks that question, is it this year, is it next year, when?
Hopefully, we have made a huge milestones. You know, we already have the prototype of the product
mm-hmm.
that we showcased at the exhibition,
mm-hmm.
and we have engaged other international partners like mm-hmm. Bima Lab
mm-hmm.
and Nafisa as well. You know, we are in talks, certain things that we cannot disclose at the moment.
Indeed.
Yeah, but obviously, we are looking forward to launching this year.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yes, and I will ask you the same question I've asked Sunday. You know, just there is the moment you come to this stage, it shows that you succeeded already in what you did and where you are going in.
Yeah.
But there is a certain spirit that entrepreneurs have, and I want you to share that, because when people see you or hear you on the radio, they think, no, Simfuke is just a lucky guy. You know, things were just flowing. He's already in this industry, or Sunday just a lucky lady and all these things. But I want you to bring out this thing of how easy, is it easy to you? Because when you speak, no, I made this international company, so I sit with Nafisa. to other people, it's still looking like, something that cannot be done. But how, give me something related to how do you deal with setbacks and challenges in your journey?
Yeah, so I think the biggest thing that I've learned in terms of entrepreneurship journey, it's the two biggest things is ambition and resilience.
Yeah.
Yeah, so you need to be really ambitious and very resilient.
Yeah.
Because we've had situations where, you know, we've approached major players in the insurance sector.
Yeah.
They never responded to our calls or messages.
But they have to doubt you first.
Yeah, they need to doubt you. We knocked at doors that, were impossible to knock at.
Mm-hmm.
But we got responses and all that. So it was all about resilience, and we're just as ambitious.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Just a word to a young entrepreneur there who is timid, who is just... some people have really good ideas, but they are just scared. What is my family going to say? What is my mother going to say? Because the biggest fear is a fear of failing, which has really kept us down. I think I'm always telling you this. I think colonialism has done something to us also.
Egameno jomau yerele koko marungura, kalishi ashike upsa kathi wapa uteknika, oliriwo omkundu wapa shigwana, upsa kathi wapaliko, no hashivuru oku ya moshipara uhupiro uongeshefa. Oshini momtumba wa Namibia International Cyber Security Conference and Exhibition omvoma wa vigajo mirongo mbali na hamano. Ikondo epangero mahangano wapa umwene, uministeri wepangero ni ikondo ya yoroka no handimwe, onetamu ithanwa muhoroke komtumba omtitatu watumburu wa mete. Tekero. Esi kwa mirongo mbali na gali, si kwa mbali na ganega apiriri, mawavi gali mirongo mbali na hamano, ekaro kwa RMBush Travel Lodge, Movenduka. Oshi parashi kundathanwa okuanja gane kuyerele kombinga uko shoki wopo ungomba, ano cyber hygiene, kene una okuironge kithira o mashongo wako marungura, no marongo kekopopeko jerongitho jo marungura na irwe inji. Koneka, o mahangano o handimwe ni kondo, mboka tamukatu ma a kaliripo ya konda pantu ya tano, otamukape wa ompi ito yom tugu mwe awedhu wapo hasho ashikeshoka pethimbo yom tumba ugo tungoka otaku kakarao VIP cyber gala dina nuyere lounji wa maisha angitho no mapura apuro kwa tatha na nayo konoraje tatu imwe o ondatu ya tano o mgoi heali nenge ko email info@dstech.com.na nenge utarele pwe panja jao jopa ungomba ko www.dstech.com.na Namibia International Cyber Security Conference and Exhibition Securing Namibia Digital Future.
I think colonialism has done something to us also.
Yeah.
but what is your message to a young man out there with good ideas but cannot just move to step one?
Yeah, obviously, you take out the fear of failure and doubt, you know, so you have to go against your dreams at all times, yeah.
Yes, thank you very much for joining us at the Business and Economic segment, and it was great to host you, Seferino Simfukwe, and also Sunday Simata. Thank you, and I cannot wait. I also want to make sure that I'll be one of your clients once you launch. And you're always welcome at the business and economic segment, especially with economic ideas, because here we decided to make sure that we deal with the business aspect, progress, economics, trade, and everything that affect our bread and butter. You are ready? If you are ready to come and share ideas with us or give analysis on that field, please make sure that you make it then. Thank you very much.
All right. Thank you very much.
All right. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Yeah. Those are young people. And question, somebody asked you, how do you start an insurance company, especially in the world of tech? You need to make sure that you are not only bold, but you also have a very good understanding of the industry. That's why young entrepreneurs, they find it also, enjoyable, particularly integrating the use of technology in initiating their businesses. And once you have a very good understanding of technology, everything will fall into places. That's why we should not run away from technology. We must understand how it's operating, because it can be our way out, can be our opportunity. I remember when AI strategist came to Namibia and gave a presentation regarding, what AI can do. People debated, intellectuals, they debated, some agree, some did not agree. But the question is always, how do you solve the problem of inequality in Africa? It's the same thing with unemployment. And understand that if you want to develop, you cannot use the same method that was used by Europe. You can't use the same method that was used by USA, by Iran, by Russia. Because things have changed, you need to find a better way to say, how can we use technology as a leverage to develop and in various sectors. It's also very good to see young people entering what is known to be an uncharted territory, or a territory that is not really exposed. And we see if they succeed, then we are not only going to say, no, that industry is not for Namibians, or that industry is not for us because of A, B, C, and D. But when you enter, and we should not shy away. If you are very ambitious and bold and say you want to start the first black bank in Namibia, we can still do it. Procedures are there. Rules of engagements are there. When you have a commercial bank, you can also start your own bank and you see how things are working. You need to know the procedures to say, no, the environment is dominated. Yes, the environment is dominated, but what can we do? Can you do it alone? No, you can't do it alone. Can you collaborate with others and bring out money? Because as young people, we are very good. Or Namibians are very good at organizing somebody's party, organizing an event, or even those not so good events, somebody person. See that organization, that you have the logistic operator, you have the printers of t-shirts, and you have somebody who buying food and all these things. But when you say, no guys, let us start a business, or let us do an investment, so, we think about that, and there is just not that risk. Also, to those who have started, it's quite good to be supported and also advanced. And let us only not do things for social media. I'm saying this because some support, some presentation, some efforts are just being done. But really, if young people are struggling, they must really be assistant. If there's somebody who really want to assist struggling young people, should really do that. And the trending story. The trending story, looking at, looking on social media, especially looking at Anti-Corruption Commission page, you realize to say, Namibians, we will continue to surprise people, especially with the level of corruption that these people are doing. And you also look at the description to say, how can you promote yourself? How can you, a person is just given, just given an opportunity to act as a chief executive officer, then decided to promote himself were sitting at the position of acting chief executive officer. Then the man decided to promote himself with a rank or with a position that does not exist, just his salary. And I think he also wrote himself a congratulation letter to say, chief, welcome on board from me, David Shombe, to David Shombe. And it's quite interesting to see some of these guys really, they are the reason our inequality is not, you know, the gap continue to be widened, because how can you do that, honestly? And are you calling this creativity, or people that you are working with do not know? Because it's a man from David Town Council. He was given an opportunity to act as a CEO. Then he decided to create a position of a high rank that does not exist. Say, position of a human resource senior. Then promoted himself, adjust his salary, or adjust the time of acting. And really, he realized to say, if we are fighting corruption from this ground, we are not going to finish, because petty corruption, there is grand corruption, and ACC is overwhelmed, and other institutions too. But let's see how things are going to turn around. However, you can still engage us in the studio at 083-288-401 or 083-288-401. Hello?
Hey, David.
Yes, sir, how are you?
You can talk about that, Togoro?
Togoro, we're not going to talk about that.
Hey, I'm going to talk about
that. What's your name?
Hati pandra.
Hati katuka.
Tete dekeran sa kita kudia. Tete, ulungan ni aturan sa kita tete.
No, lumen no kutia no.
Asya no, asya no.
Yeah, yeah.
So, yeah, how are you doing? And I did not listen to you when you were talking about Shwara's company.
Mm.
How to establish that. But all I know is that there are opportunities.
Mm-hmm.
And there were time when we were discussing those things and saying, yeah, of course there is king, what? King pie, is it? No? Is it king pie or something like
that? What is that?
It's one of the emerging, the one of the this is a Namibian insurance company, actually.
So
this one is different from those other insurance companies like Old Mutual and others who actually take their money out, most of the money out for the country. There was also a proposal that yes, this certain percentage should remain in the country. And as you know, many a times that money always goes.
And you see that if a young person come up with an initiative like what we're discussing, Kasi, Kava Insurance, this insurance is for people, the downtrodden, to say you just pay $2 per month, and when you get yourself in trouble, it looks small, but you don't just need to operate on autopilot. It's something that can be productive, maybe looking into the future, especially when you just have somebody who is just operating, not registered to anything, nothing, no insurance, no life cover, no funeral cover. When a person got into a problem, he's just standing on his own, and you're asking yourself a question, what is really?
When you look at the informality that you are talking about.
And it's actually the majority of the people.
In relation with the benefit.
Yeah.
That the protection, the health issues, including the maternity, all those ones, remember? And I'm sure those people are the ones now to facilitate and make sure that those people are also taken care of.
Yeah.
Or maybe some kind of incentive or subsidy getting from the government, because many a times those ones are not protected, remember? When it comes to maybe even workman compensation, when it comes to those registration, there is a lot of work to be done there in terms of see how to formalize those things in a way, but it does not mean that the benefits that we are talking about, the protection, security, social protection, and all these other things.
Yeah.
So I think I just missed the conversation because, but I know.
I think you can still get it from our app tomorrow.
There are no problem.
Yeah.
I'll get it, but I think it was actually related to what we are also saying. Because I know that if there are, especially the laws, the people who are there, the legal mind, can now come in and say, how do we really help these people? And then have some kind of consultation, dialogue with the state. With the state.
Indeed.
See, how do we now incorporate their benefit?
Indeed.
In these things? Because, one, even in housing, all those people, they need to be assisted. It's only when you can review and formulate some laws that can really respond to their needs and concern. So otherwise, the initiative for the young ones and things like that is very impressive.
You know, anything micro that is feeding the gap that continue to widen, that thing should be really supported, to say, because inequality to a bigger extent can be very chaotic and collapse systems and institutions. That's why anything coming to fill that gap, I think it's a good thing. It's almost the same with financial inclusion, to say, if we are speaking about financial inclusion, are we really meaning that everybody should be included, or we just want to speak? You understand what I say?
You know,
Once
we identify gaps like that, so it's now us and all these people that you are consulting and having conversation with. And now those who want to become entrepreneurs, those who want to emerge there, there are a lot of lawyers and who are graduated, and they have a lot of graduate accounting and all these things. And they combine their energy and their resources and knowledge, or whatever you call them. And then those things be coordinated effectively, and then implement. Rather than now talking, of course we are talking and talking, but we are bringing some of this initiative, like you say, so that people can take an opportunity.
Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you very much, sir.
All right. That said, that will bring us to almost the end of our conversation, especially when you speak about young people and also insurance. To say, young people are creative, they are creating, they are not sleeping. And that thing you must really stop, to say, guys, you are just in the street dancing. It's not true. There are those who are working, like Sunday Simata and Mr. Simfukwe. And for me, David Shombe, bye-bye for now. See you around, and sharp.